today's topic, honesty. Pretty powerful subject, if you ask me. Quite frankly, it scared me. It scared me to death. Honesty. Well, the shortest talk could ever be given on this topic, don't do it. Sometimes it causes more trouble than it's worth. But other issues we're going to be discussing today are politics, religion, advertising, lawyers, parenting, dieting, relationship. All those subjects of honesty, right? But to emphasize honesty, I also brought a few more quotes to get the vibe going on honesty. So in building a firm foundation for success, here are a few stones to remember. The wisdom of preparation, the value of confidence, the worth of honesty, the privilege of working, the discipline of struggle, the magnetism of character, the radiance of health, the forcefulness of simplicity, the wisdomness of curiosity, the attractiveness of modesty, the inspiration of cleanliness, the satisfaction of serving, the power of suggestion, the buoyancy of enthusiasm, the advantage of initiative, the virtue of patience, the rewards of cooperation, the fruitfulness of perseverance, the sportsmanship of losing, and the joy of winning. And here's more quotes. The great charm of cats in their rampant egotism, their devil may care attitude toward responsibility, and their disinclination to earn an honest dollar. Entirely too much energy of our state of our police force is spent controlling honest citizens simply because it's something they can succeed in doing. Every man who expresses an honest thought is a soldier in the army of intellectual liberty. It's good to be merry and wise. It's good to be honest and true. It's good to support the cause and abide by the buff and blue. The foundation stones for a balanced success are honesty, character, integrity, and faith. The voice within is what I'm married to. All marriage is a metaphor for that marriage. My lover is the place inside me where an honest yes and no come from. That's my true partner. It is always there. And to tell you yes when my integrity says no is to divorce that partner. Responsibility to self simply means acknowledge inner truth, our imperfections and our power and our beauty. A human being who shows some singular or distinctive indications of being an anomalous, of actually being capable of uncompromising honesty with himself, is worth investigating and listening to, or reading or challenging or raising questions with. But in the marketplace of many, all the multitudes of signs and treasure maps will only convince a discerning individual that X marks buried treasure is the last place the world wants to waste time digging for buried treasure. Cunning and perceptive people who really have treasure buried someplace will convey tactically to other cunning and perceptive people that the best place to bury treasure is in those where no naive or simplistic mentally would ever think of looking. Confucius said, curiosity, generosity, honesty, persistence, and kindness. If you are courteous, you will not be disrespected. If you are generous, you will gain everything. If you are honest, people will rely on you. If you are persistent, you will get results. If you are kind, you can employ many people. Truth is evidence of love, and nothing can destroy the power of trusting and loving unconditionally. Freedom is for honest people. No man is not himself honest can be free. He is in his own trap. Wear your Mona Lisa smile and hold your mystery. You can tell a person not by what they say they are grateful for, but how they respect what they claim to be grateful for. And just a few more. Let's see. What is uttered from the heart alone will win the hearts of others to your own. He that is false to his first oath will be false to his second as well. Work becomes our spiritual journey when our destination is no longer just becoming more successful or more wealthy or getting a paycheck, promotion, or job security, but when we also work to resolve a most fundamental question. Can we be at home in our own lives? Can we be open, honest, and at ease under all circumstances, moment by moment? So you can see there's a variety of ways that honesty can be interpreted. And truth, honesty, and courage will, truth, honesty, courage, will, force, and control, and fear are all emotions that are triggered by honesty. But have you ever stopped to ask yourself why? Why does being true to myself make me worry so much? Why do I make the decision to stand firm on something and then analyze it to death? Why does it matter? I know a person who is very sure of himself. Some people would describe him as stubborn, mean, confident, unwavering. And since I'm the type of person that allows, since I'm the type of person that always gives the person the benefit of the doubt, I automatically start analyzing him, wanting to know why this person is acting the way they're acting. Why are they like this? I don't understand why people are stubborn. I don't understand why. So I automatically start analyzing him to figure out why this person appears to most as stubborn, doesn't care, a rebel, and I really want to know how this happened and why and who and why does he live that way and have a motto, I am who I am wherever I am. Now, that sounds great. How strong to be that confident in your self-worth to say, I am who I am, wherever I am. But, wow, you know, most women respond to that. What a stud. It must be great to go through life having such clarity on what matters most to you. Well, I have known this person for a very long time, and his strength is also his weakness. Being strong, confident, and unwavering only applies good in certain situations. For example, hand-to-hand combat, boxing ring, wrestling match, a life or death situation, and it's fabulous to have somebody with such strong character there to save you or stand up for your cause. But not so much if you're wanting to discuss the flexibility of emotions, possibilities on different experiences, or employment, or money, or change in general. How do I stay friends with someone like that? For those of you that know me, you can find me to be very open and honest. So why in the world would I stay friends with somebody that could be perceived as the opposite of me? After all, we're talking about honesty, right? Well, here's the kicker. Here is the kicker. We all have how life is about choices, and that is the truth. So why do I choose to stay friends with this stubborn a-hole? Well, if you look behind this tough exterior, you will find a heart made of gold, a generous soul who cares more about other people's happiness and well-being than his own. How would I ever discover that if I wasn't honest about my choosing to stand and figure it out, confront the jerk, and see what really makes him tick? A people person to the core of my being, I always have to get to the truth. It's fun for me to understand and figure out things because I do so with the best intentions. Think about it. When we start a new relationship, we are both trying to feel the other person out and figure out their game and figure out why do we do this? Why should I care? Well, because we want to know their truth and figure out if their truth matches our truth. And, well, if I want to know what you might be thinking. Why do you have a stubborn jerk of a friend in your life that can't be a match? Well, let's be honest. Why am I with this person who I perceive as a stubborn a-hole? Well, like attracts like. So if I have a stubborn person in my life who pushes every button known to man to my nth degree, why do you think I have that? I mean, if I dare look in the mirror and be honest with myself, oh my God, that must mean I'm stubborn too. Oh no. You cannot be serious. For me, this open, loving, honest person who just embraces life, I'm stubborn? What? What? How could I be so stubborn? If I don't get my way, then I will try every trick in the book to make it happen. And then I get frustrated because the other stubborn friend is matching me and my stubbornness, and who can be more stubborn? We're just going to have a standoff and see who can be more stubborn. And here I sit in a standoff with the most stubborn person I know. Oh, great. Now it's time to get honest. Why are we being so stubborn? And we have to have the talk. Why does the phrase "we have to talk" always end up bringing up mortal fear in our gut? It is because we know the truth is coming. What is it going to be? Sometimes the truth hurts. Go to the doctor only to be told about something we already knew intuitively and that we have to deal with it. Go to work and the boss caught us on something we were hoping to get away with. The darn politician who sold me on all his belief systems and ended up not doing what they said they were going to do. A friend said we were going to do this, and something different happened. I mean, truly, that is the beauty of life, the ups and downs, the choices. So I encourage you today to look at the choices you are making in your day-to-day life. Are you really being honest? Think of all the areas of your life, your physical health, your mental health, your emotions, your spirituality, your work, your finances, your relationships. Should I eat this or that? Should I call or talk to that person? What if I speak up and it doesn't go my way? Where does the boundary end? Where do you stop and say, if I risk being honest, how's that going to make me feel? Because you want to really end up feeling good in the end. That is the intention, the risk we take about being honest. So if you are honest before you speak up, a trick you could do is say, am I going to feel better with all the possible outcomes? If I take a moment and think before I act, am I going to feel better as a result? Because if you live your life in the moment, knowing that all is truly well and having your heart open and trusting that everything is going to be perfect, that is living an honest life. That is knowing that you are doing the best you can. You always know in your heart, if you just take the time to settle in and check in and open your heart and open your soul, ask the question, what will make me feel good? What is the truth of this matter? And then follow it. There's no effort needed when you open your heart, open your mind, open your soul. So when you're standing in a relationship with another perceived stubborn person, look beyond the stubbornness and enjoy that person as a mirror of a reflection of something that you need to be honest with yourself about. Honesty is truly the key to life, and it truly will set you free. So if I take that message and I look at the stubbornness in my own life, how can I improve being stubborn? How can I be more open, more patient, more kind, more loving, more unconditional, and more accepting of this moment? How can I really learn to love myself first and then love others? Honesty is truly a beautiful ride, a beautiful wave if you open and allow it to flow. I choose to be around people that make my heart sing. I choose to be open and full of acceptance. I choose to do the best I can in every moment. Even when I'm challenged by that unwavering jerk who insists on staying in my life to push every button known to man, I still didn't even know I had. I have to get real and rejoice in the magnificence of it all and choose to be happy that emotions are always temporary and the truth of love is always constant and forever. And peace will reign. Thank you.